reading from the book of Ecclesiasticus. A faithful friend is a great treasure. A faithful friend is a sure shelter. Whoever finds one has found a rare treasure. A faithful friend is something beyond price. There is no measuring his worth. A faithful friend is the elixir of life, and those who fear the Lord will find one. Whoever fears the Lord makes true friends, for as a man is, so is his friend. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks
to Emma. Anna is going to read our song for us today.
The responsorial psalm. The response is, the Lord is compassion and love.
The Lord is compassion and love.
My soul, give thanks to the Lord. All my being, bless his holy name. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, and never forget all his blessings.
The Lord is compassion and love.
The Lord is compassion and love, slow to anger and rich in mercy. As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him.
The Lord is compassion and love.
The love of the Lord is everlasting upon those who hold him in fear. His justice reaches out to children's children when they keep his covenants in the truth.
The Lord is
compassionate and loving. Thanks to Anna. Now, Geordie's going to read our second verse today.
The second reading is a reading from St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians. Be ambitious for the higher gifts, and I am going to show you a way that is better than any of them. If I have all the eloquence of men or of angels, but speak without love, I am simply a gong booming or a cymbal clashing. If I have the gift of prophecy, understanding all the mysteries there are, and knowing everything, and if I have faith in all its fullness to move mountains, but without love, then I am nothing at all. If I give away all that I possess, piece by piece, and if I even let them take my body to burn it, but am without love, it will do me no good whatever. Love is always patient and kind. It is never jealous. Love is never boastful or conceited. It is never rude or selfish. It does not take offence and is not resentful. Love takes no pleasure in other people's sins, but delights in the truth. It is always ready to excuse, to trust, to hope, and to endure whatever comes. Love does not come to an end. This is the word of the Lord.